Although talks on forming a new government are in the forefront of public attention, political parties are gearing up for elections to the Senate. A third of its seats are being contested in October. A complete list of candidates is now available, and one thing is clear. Parties have put their money on celebrities and charismatic figures, including a fair number of singers, actors, and sports people. But will there be any real politics behind the famous faces? A question there for political analyst Petr Just.
The electoral system used for Senate is more focused on personalities. So it's quite natural that this electoral system will more prefer strong personalities, well-known personalities, than, for example, the electoral system to the Chamber of Deputies, where you have a list of candidates, and it's very important to have a good leader, but it's not necessary to have charismatic people who are on, down on the list. However, in the Senate elections, every candidate stands for himself or herself, and it's very important to be a charismatic, to be a strong personality, and to attract as many voters as possible.
Having said that, we know that the Greens and the Christian Democrats are interested in preventing the two strongest parties from gaining a constitutional majority in the upper chamber. We know that the question of a possible U.S. missile base stationed on Czech territory may also be one of the issues in the Senate elections. Will there be others?
Actually, blocking the constitutional majority is very important, especially in this phase of post-election period, because we see that there is a tendency that probably the two biggest political parties will form some kind of partnership, not coalition, but maybe some kind of new opposition agreement or other form of cooperation. And therefore, it's quite natural that the smaller parties try to defend their positions, at least in the Senate elections, where they have more chances, as we saw in previous Senate elections. Concerning other topics, I think that the constitutional changes will be the major one. Maybe the bigger political parties will try to amend or change the constitutions in more ways, maybe the way of electing the president, maybe the powers of the Senate and the chamber and other things.
So a lot hangs on the outcome of these elections.
Yes, especially in the constitutional point of view, in the form of constitution and electoral law especially.
Political analyst Petr Just there, and of course you'll be hearing more about the Senate elections as they draw closer.